Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shinkansen. This is the Nozomi Super Express, bound for Hakata.
Governor Ventura finally got to ride a train today. The bullet train between Tokyo and Osaka is not quite the light rail system that he's pledged to build and ride before his term is over, but for the time being, this seemed to please him almost as much. For much of the trip, Ventura sat glued to the window, watching the rice paddies whip by at 160 miles an hour. Tuesday has been transportation theme day for the governor. Before boarding the bullet train, he visited Tokyo's giant traffic control center, a hyper-modern facility where technicians track 2 million cars worth of bumper-to-bumper traffic on a 15-foot-high display. The map is so large and so intricate, they use binoculars to pick out the details. Outside on the city streets, 16,000 sensors feed the center's computers, generating a comprehensive view of citywide traffic that gets routed back to the onboard navigational devices found in many Japanese cars.
Yeah, it would sure be nice to have one of these, wouldn't it?
Ventura says he doesn't think the Twin Cities needs a system this elaborate, but he likes the way Tokyo uses technology to fit more traffic into existing streets. He also points to all the red zones on the map, indicating traffic jams, and he takes that as evidence that all great cities need alternatives to the private passenger car.
You all went to the basketball games right over the weekend. Did you notice how when you immediately got outside there was no traffic? There wasn't like the United States, where when we have an event at the Dome or whatever, you spend a half hour sitting in traffic waiting to get out of the Dome. Now, why do you think that was? Because of mass transit. Because they have the opportunity to go to stadiums and not bring their cars.
For all of Ventura's talk about learning from the Japanese example, his main business here has been to sell Minnesota. And as he told the Japanese American Chamber of Commerce right before leaving Tokyo, he thinks he's done a good job.
People don't always look at me as just the governor. They keep asking me, what am I going to do next? Where am I going? What am I thinking? That curiosity has been great for us as a Minnesota delegation because look at all the attention Minnesota has gotten in the last 8 days.
Ventura hasn't exactly dominated the Japanese media, but most Americans here agree that he's received far more attention than any other U.S. governor has. The daily newspapers have done short articles on his arrival, and a satellite TV channel will run a 7-minute feature about his visit later this week. Executives for Minnesota businesses here aren't sure whether they'll benefit directly from the interest in Ventura. Tanya Sienko works for a joint venture between 3M and two Japanese firms, which hopes to win contracts to build traffic management systems to help emergency vehicles get through crowded Japanese streets. Sienko says she has yet to see any direct benefits from Ventura's visit.
I wouldn't say much because we've already been working with the Ministry of Police and the Universal Traffic Management Society for quite some time. But it does just, shall we say, add an extra 1 or 2%.
Still, that extra 1 or 2% might make all the difference for some Minnesota business in Japan. Robert Emery, the Asia Marketing Manager for the Minnesota Department of Tourism, says his years in Japan have taught him that visits and personal contacts do make a difference over time. Emery says the governor made an especially good impression on local tour company executives by taking the time to have lunch with them.
He invited them, in their mind, he invited them to this party and he wanted to meet them. That's why this, the luncheon we're doing in Osaka on the 10th, these are all, in my view, the best things he could do because they're low-key, they're personal, and they're not aggressive, they're not confrontational. It's just, I'm here, thank you for everything, and goodbye.
All along, Ventura has said that's all anyone should expect from this trip. Personal contacts, a little banter and charm for the local cameras, and then go back home to wait and see. With the governor in Japan, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.